Have you found Hosea? All right, would you join me in making this confession together as we express our confidence in the Lord and His Spirit to speak to us today through His Word? All right, ready? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. God's Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. By its truth, I am set free. Free indeed. I'm ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. My mind is alert, my heart is open, my spirit is receptive. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you have ever had that unpleasant experience of losing, even if it was just for a few moments, your wallet or cell phone? Any of us? Did you have that almost like sickening feeling when you first look and it's like, oh, where is, you know? And let me ask you, did you seek it diligently? We diligently seek what we value, right? Jesus said that he came to seek and save the lost because he loved us and valued us that much. And there's a verse here in Hosea chapter 10. Jesus saved us from sin and saved us from spiritual death. And if we value the Lord, I believe we'll seek him too. And Hosea chapter 10, really centering on this one verse, verse 12. Hosea chapter 10 and verse 12 says this, "Sow for yourselves," that just means plant, "sow for yourselves righteousness, and reap mercy. Break up your fallow ground." Fallow ground is like a hardened ground that needs to be tilled to get the soft ground. So plow up, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you. Just from the words of this verse, here's the message this morning. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Jesus sought us because he valued us to save us, and we seek the Lord. If we value him, if we value his love, if we value his sacrifice, if we value his will, if we want him in our lives, God assures us we can have him. But we must seek him. He's not hiding from us. We seek him because he's valuable to us. So it's time to seek the Lord. Now, the people in Hosea's day, I see similarities between their time and our time today, not only as individuals, but even as a nation, because the people of Hosea's day were complacent. They were just at ease, you know, things were going okay, so it was like they weren't really seeking the Lord, and that's why Hosea was trying to appeal to them, and he's calling them back, and some of their hearts had grown hardened toward the Lord. That's why it says in verse, I want to read that same verse, Hosea 10:12. If we have it on the screen from the New Living Translation, it words it like this. I said, this is God speaking, plant the good seeds of righteousness and you will reap a harvest, and you will harvest a crop of love. Plow up the hard ground of your hearts, for now is the time. Now is the time to seek the Lord that he may come and shower righteousness upon you. It's time to seek the Lord. Would you say that with me? It's time to seek the Lord. If you turn back to chapter 7, still right here in Hosea, chapter 7, we'll look up a couple verses. The people were given to immorality as well. The entire book of Hosea is named for a prophet whose wife basically cheated on him. She ran around chasing other men, and the Lord spoke to Hosea, and he said, Hosea, that's what my people are doing to me. I feel like I've loved them and committed to them, but their hearts have grown hard toward me, and they're going after, talking about spiritually, they were going after idolatry and seeking other gods, and they had forsaken the Lord, and the Lord was in love calling them back to say, it's time to seek me and to break up that fallow ground. The Bible says this in Hosea 7:10. Not only were the people complacent and hard-hearted, immoral, they were just kind of pursuing their own things. It says in verse 10, and the pride of Israel testifies to his face, but they do not return to the Lord their God, nor seek him for all this. See, pride will deceive us into thinking we don't need God. If we think, now I know we can exist without God. We can live physically without God. We can be successful in the world's eyes without God. But when our life comes to an end and it's all said and done in the light of eternity, we cannot be successful without God. We cannot live to the fullness of life. Again, have physical life, money, energy, health, but we can't have the spiritual life we need without God. And pride will make us think, oh, I don't need God. Everything's okay. My bills are paid. I'm good, as long as I don't have any trouble. And see, that's how sometimes we get to a place where if we think, you know, if we're just complacent, I would say it's time to seek the Lord. If our hearts have grown hardened, it's time to seek the Lord. If our hearts are wayward, it's time to seek the Lord. If I think I don't need Him, it's time to seek the Lord. And I believe this is a word for us right now as a church, as a people of God. And if you look back at chapter 5, one more verse here on Hosea. Hosea chapter 5. And before I read that verse, I always want to emphasize God's heart in this. God wants to draw us to Himself in full fellowship. Or if we're away, He wants to draw us back to Himself in full fellowship, to be in full fellowship with the Lord because of His love for us. He cares about us and He wants us to be close. And sometimes, this is not always the case, but sometimes life's difficulties will wake us up to our need for God and cause us to seek Him. So that's why it says in Hosea 5, verse 15, God again speaking, He says, I'm going to return again to my place till they acknowledge their offense. Then they will seek my face. That word face in the Hebrew is the same words that translated presence. So He says, they will seek my face, and notice when, in their affliction, they will earnestly seek me. So that word, I looked this word up where it says affliction. It can mean not only affliction, it can mean trouble. It can mean distress. See, sometimes we can be going along thinking life is fine, but if we hit a little trouble, then it all of a sudden, pain has a way of getting our attention, doesn't it? And if I'm not listening to WGOD station, sometimes pain will awaken me, or difficulty, or trouble, or panic, or anxiety, or fear, or whatever it may be. Now, I'm not saying everything that happens in life that's bad is a result of God. I'm saying we can get away from God and forfeit some of His blessings. And in love, God may allow some consequences to come our way to draw us to Him. And even if we're in full fellowship with the Lord, life happens. And sometimes things just happen. And I always try to remind myself, it's time to seek the Lord. I just need to stay close to God. I've learned that over the years. I need to stay close to God. I need to seek Him as a way of life continually. I mean, just thinking about this, just coming to my mind, Kim sitting up here, within a week's time, her mom found out that she had a brain tumor. You found out, breast cancer. And I had our car parked in front of the house on a Friday night, and somebody came by and just ran into it, parked right there, did over, I think, $4,500 damage to the parked car sitting in front of the house. All that happened in a week. And I don't think it was just because I was out sinning or away from the Lord. Life happens, but it reminded me, I need the Lord. I need to stay close to the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. So this morning, I just wanted to give a couple of, I guess, how we seek the Lord. But before we do that, I wanted to get your input on something, because I know God doesn't want us to seek Him just for what we can get out of Him. But at the same time, if we seek the Lord, He blesses us. And the Bible says this in the New Testament. It says that God is a rewarder of those who what? Who diligently seek Him. That's Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. So let me ask you I'm going to look up three ways that we can seek the Lord. I'd like to ask you to join me in 1 Chronicles. If you're there in Hosea, turn back to the front. If you go past Proverbs, Psalms, and all of those, the books there, and if you get to 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and hold your spot. But I would like to get your input on this, because we are to seek God, and we can seek Him for good things. So what are some reasons why we would seek the Lord? What would we want from God that would lead us to seek Him? Rick?
Well, I was thinking seeking God will help us
Okay. Seeking God can lead us to temper our reaction, because seeking God would bring us close to Him, right? And as we're closer to the Lord, it can help us maybe have a better reaction to some of things that happen in life. Sean?
Because of who He is.
Okay, just because we do need Him of who He is. Anything else? Anyone else? All right, Jeanette and David?
Just to give us peace no matter what's going on.
We can seek the Lord for peace, right? Which comes, I'm going to add another one in there, okay? We can seek Him for grace, because then we have, grace opens a door for peace. Well, we often need God's peace, don't we? Thank you. David?
Wisdom.
We need His wisdom in the days in which we live, don't we, Gary?
Yeah.
To seek God for direction. So we seek God for direction in our lives. Thank you, Marvin.
Just to
receive His love. He does love us, but we can block it, and we're not recipients of it always. Thank you. Anyone else? Anything you can think of? These are good. How about favor? Maybe we're in a situation where we need to seek the Lord for favor, right? Or discernment, protection, wisdom for guidance. What about healing? Healing, we seek the Lord for healing. Those are all good virtues and good reasons to seek the Lord, right? So let's then, three ways quickly, how can we seek the Lord? I'll just give them to you. We'll run through them one at a time. Did I ask you to turn to 1 Chronicles 16? 1 Chronicles 16. First of all, we can seek the Lord in worship. We can seek Him in word, talking about His word, and we can seek Him in prayer. Worship, word, and prayer. Would you say that with me? Worship, word, and prayer. So let's look at this first one. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, beginning in verse 8. The Bible says this. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon His name. That's worship and prayer right there. Make known His deeds among the people. That's testimony. Verse 9, sing to Him. Sing psalms to Him. Talk of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. And then verse 11, seek the Lord and His strength. We can seek the Lord for strength, can't we? Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face. Again, that Hebrew word means presence. Seek His face evermore. It's also translated, seek His presence continually. So that's one of the things I believe is so important. One of the reasons worship and thanksgiving are so important is it can help us put our focus back on the Lord so that we can seek Him as we seek Him. Life happens, and there's so many distractions, aren't there? Just distractions and so many things to grab our attention, our focus. But worship and praise and thanksgiving puts our focus back onto Jesus. It's like it puts the spotlight back on Him, and it helps us, and then it draws us to His presence, because worship leads us into the presence of God. That's what it's saying when it says, seek the Lord in His strength, seek His face, seek His presence evermore. And in the Lord's presence, He strengthens us, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so He tells us, if we seek the Lord, rejoice. It's a good thing to seek the Lord. Rejoice. It's not just something that we have to do. It's something, seeking the Lord and praising God and coming into His presence is something we get to do. It's a privilege. It's an honor to come into the presence of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Rejoice in seeking the Lord. It's time to seek the Lord. Would you say that with me? It's time to seek the Lord. So worship and praise are so important. So we seek God in worship. We seek God in praise and thanksgiving. And then would you turn over to 2 Chronicles? There's just a couple more references. 2 Chronicles, the next book over toward the end of the book, chapter 31. For years, I didn't really appreciate, not that I didn't like singing, I guess when I was a kid in church, and we got out of church for years and went back. And the church emphasized the Word of God, and that's great. That's where you are to do so. But we called it a song service, and it was just like, I almost considered it like, we do this just to get to the real part, the Word. And I've come to realize worship is a real part. And the word affirms that and tells us, even Jesus, what did he say? The Father is seeking those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. So it brings us into his presence to seek him and focus. If our heart is away from God, are we going to really worship him in spirit and in truth? So do you see how it comes back to our heart? We have to get our heart turned toward the Lord to seek him. Then we come into his presence. Then we worship, praise him, and give him thanks. The Bible says this, worship, the second way we seek the Lord is through his word. 2 Chronicles chapter 31 and verse 21. 2 Chronicles chapter 31, last verse of that chapter, 21 says this. And in every work that he, this is talking about King Hezekiah, every work that he began, notice two areas, in the service of the house of God and in the law and in the commandment to seek his God. So Hezekiah sought God in service and he sought God in his word. And the Bible says he did it with all of his heart, so he prospered. Do you see how when we seek the Lord and we do it not half-heartedly, but we do it with all of our heart, we seek God in worship, we seek God in his word, that God is able to bless us, and he blesses us and he prospers us so that we can further his will. I'm never the end result. It's always to be a channel of God's blessing. We are blessed in order to be a blessing and to advance God's will. Then over into Ezra chapter 7, next book over, if you turn there, just two more references. Ezra chapter 7, again, this goes in with the word of God, seeking God's word. And you'll see that Ezra sought the Lord not only in his word, but in prayer as well. But this one is Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10. Ezra chapter 7 and verse 10, it says, for Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord. He was seeking God's word and do it and to teach statutes and ordinances in Israel. So he sought the word and he sought God. And again, seeking God brings blessings. It can bring prosperity to help us further God's will. I would just ask this. Do you want to know God better? It's time to seek the Lord, right? Seek him in his word. Do you want to know his will for your life? We have those guidelines in scripture to seek God's will in his word. And do you want to have your faith in God strengthened? The Bible says that strengthen me according to your word. God's word gives us strength. So we seek God in worship. We seek God in his word. And then one more, we seek God in prayer. Ezra chapter 8. Ezra chapter 8, beginning in verse 21. Ezra chapter 8, verse 21. Then I, Ezra, proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava that we might humble ourselves before our God to seek from him. Let me pause right there a second. Remember what I said, that pride will keep us from seeking God? So he says, the first thing we did, we proclaimed a fast so that we could humble ourselves before our God to seek from him the right way. So they're seeking direction, to seek the right way for us. And our little ones, we're seeking God's will for our children and all of our possessions. Our possessions, we're seeking God's direction. And they were also seeking protection because it was unsafe to travel this long distance that they were going. And so it says in verse 22, for I was ashamed to request of the king an escort of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy on the road. That's why I was saying he was seeking God for protection as well as direction. Because we had spoken to the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all those for good who seek him, but his power and his wrath are against all those who forsake him. Verse 23, so we fasted and entreated our God for this, and he answered our prayer. We can seek God individually, and we are to seek him as individuals, but we can seek God collectively, together as brothers and sisters in the Lord too. We can seek him in worship. We can seek him in his word. We can seek him in prayer. And again, I see the correlation. We need the Lord. I'll say starting with us first, as a people of God, we need an awakening. We need a revival in the church among the people of God that will filter out into the nation. And as Hosea and all of the Ezra, all of them, as they were in times of national need and distress, sometimes a calamity. The people in Ezra's day had been taken captive. The city had been destroyed, and God gave them favor to go back because he's always wanted to draw us back. But it was time to seek the Lord. They had to seek the Lord. They just couldn't think that it was just going to happen without, you know, any effort on our part. That's what I'm saying. I'm praying and just asking, Lord, to stir me. I want a greater desire for God. I want a greater desire for his will and his reign in my life. I don't want to be complacent. I want to rekindle the fire in my own heart and life. I want a personal revival, but then I want it to spread. I want us as a people of God. I know God is able to make a difference in people's lives, and he can change not only individuals and families, he can change communities, he can change a nation. God is able to do it. We just need enough of people to come together to cry out to God and seek him and believe for him to do what he wants to do that's already in his heart. So it's time to seek the Lord. Again, if we've got to, you know, complacent, it's time to seek the Lord. If we're hardened in our heart, if we almost have an I don't care, if our hearts are just divided and we're kind of consumed with our own pleasures, I believe it's time to seek the Lord. And just like Ezra, seeking God in prayer for God's direction, seeking God in prayer for his direction, let's seek God in prayer for his, what the Bible calls, good, acceptable, and perfect will. It's time to seek the Lord. I don't believe it's too late. We have the assurance that if we seek God, he promises, if you seek for me with all your heart, you'll find me. If we want God and we seek him, we'll have God. Don't you want God in your life? Don't you want God in your family? I mean, in your finances, your business, your health, everything. It's time to seek the Lord. We need the Lord. And I would just close with this, asking you to think about it. Think about not only the condition of our country right now, that we would need the Lord's mercy and discernment and his goodness and love. I believe people need to know that God is a good God and his will is good. Yesterday we went to we were at one of the places where we went with New Life was the men's home. And the director told us yesterday, so many of the men who are struggling with addiction and, you know, those type of bondage, life-controlling circumstances, many of them who come into that program now do not even know who their father is. They don't even know who their father is. And it reminded me of something I shared with him yesterday out of the book of Nehemiah. But as I'm not taking that lightly, but as bad as that is, we can know God as our father. And that's even a greater one to know. I want to know my earthly father. I want it to know him. I want Brittany to know me. But they're not beyond reach just because they've got into some mess or they don't know who their dad is. God's grace is able. They just have to come to the place, like all of us, where in their heart they want to seek God for his will in their lives. And I know God is able to do it. So I would you think about this, not just as a country, but as an individual? Because it must start with individual. It has to start with us personally before it can grow to something nationally. Are you in full fellowship with the Lord right now? And if you're not, I want you to know that God loves you enough to draw you back. And he wants you back in full fellowship. He wants you back in full fellowship with himself. The question is now, will you respond? And will you seek the Lord? If you're not in full fellowship, and we gotta seek the Lord as a lifestyle anyway just to stay close. But if we're not close, will you seek him now? Will you in your heart even turn to say, Lord, help me. I want to be close to you. I ask you to help me break up that hardness in my heart. Help me to, Lord, I want my way to be pleasing to you. I don't want a divided heart. I do need you in my life. And I'll seek you in worship, I'll seek you in your word, and I'll seek you in prayer. And if we will do it, we'll have God. And who knows what God may do with us, but we'll be glad we did what we did when we stand before him on that day. Can we go to the Lord in prayer? It's time to seek the Lord.